following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Weekly, a podcast of unspecified length concerning news and events in accessible technology. This is episode 95 for Thursday, May 26, 2011. Game on! And hello, everyone.
Yes, welcome. A day late.
Yeah, well, you know, at least we're getting it done.
Very much so. It's been one mell of a heck of a week.
Yeah, you've had a strange week. So, yes. Anyway.
Telling you, getting a job at Krispy Kreme is looking better and better. But I digress.
He digresses. We have very few stories to cover this week. And do we have any shout-outs to give listeners?
I don't believe so, but we will mention one thing a little bit later.
Oh, well, yeah. But
we will tease with that.
Yes, yes. Something you might all be interested in.
Yes.
But that aside, let's start out with our regular security news. We don't have much, actually, but it doesn't concern the PC this time.
Why, yes. It's just like last week. We mentioned the Mac Defender virus malware thing that was going around that was making everyone on the PC side go,
It's back again. Apple has finally acknowledged that there's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, they do finally acknowledge that, yes, the Mac Defender does exist. It does exist. It isn't a figment of your imagination, and we are actually able to speak about it. The Mac Defender virus or malware is coming up on systems, if you have not heard, that are basically pretending to be an antivirus program. Once you install it, it says, hey, you've got all these viruses, give us money and we'll get rid of it.
Right. And there's one version that requires you to know your administrator passwords.
Yeah, that's the version, the original.
Right.
Mac Defender
version. Now there's a variant that does not require that.
Yeah, but for the Mac Defender regular version, Apple has said that they are working on a fix for the issue, and they will be pushing that out hopefully soon. It will remove the malware called Mac Defender, and it will also try and warn users if they have downloaded it or if they are about to download it. Apparently, you can go into your utilities folder and do like a shift command U from your desktop and actually delete the delete some of the actual messages there, but
or you could do it the lazy way and wait for the update to come out.
Yeah,
if you haven't paid the money.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you haven't paid the money, it hasn't actually installed anything.
But
it's
on our
just sitting there.
Yeah, but on our show notes and on our post for this, I'll have the link to a CNET article that actually mentions how you can go about removing it. It is a little bit hairy, and you have to delete things and stop the service and then go into your applications and delete stuff. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of be worried about that. There is a variant out there of the Mac Defender called AV Runner that will actually bypass your administrator password. So it will basically download itself into your application folder and use an exploit based on the open safe files after downloading. I guess in Safari it has a thing where if you actually download a application, it will think that the file was supposed to be downloaded and go ahead and open it. So They're saying that you should go and disable that in your Safari preferences. So disable open safe files after downloading. That will actually bypass your admin password, and this variant will install and delete itself so that there's no trace and you don't know what's going on. There is also yet another thing going around for the Apple App Store users. Mm-hmm. There is an email saying that your recent order has been canceled and you must log into your account or log into their website in order to figure out what went wrong with your order. This is an email that has a link in it, and it doesn't seem like it's really malicious other than it sends you to a pharmaceutical drugstore.
It doesn't appear to install anything on your computer, but it does send you to a drugstore, I guess, for the ha-ha factor.
Yeah, and it doesn't even really look like a Apple Store
email
or receipt.
Well, what is it? Is it the Apple App Store, the iOS App Store, or the Mac App Store?
That's kind of unclear.
I don't know. Yeah,
It's kind of unclear as to how they're getting the people's addresses to send it to, or whether it's random or what. So it's just one of those things where you should sort of be a little wary of it. But it was kind of strange that users were reporting that they were receiving this, and they had actually purchased something.
Now that is weird.
Yeah, so something strange is going on there, or maybe it's just a coinky-dinky.
Maybe. Another strange thing has happened in the last couple of days, or was it just this morning that it happened?
Actually, that was just this morning when Skype was not working.
Yes, Skype was not working for some people on Windows PCs. I think it was a PC issue.
Well, actually, it was PC, then later found to be Mac and Linux versions as well.
Whoa.
And they are thinking that it was actually worldwide, and even the Skype.com website went down at one point.
Wow.
For the outage to be corrected, if you are still having the problem, you can go into your folder where Skype is installed on your PC, Macintosh, or Linux box, and actually delete a file called shared.xml.
And once you delete that file and restart Skype, it should recreate it.
Yeah. Now, Skype is trying to work on a resolution for it. And just before this podcast, there was a tweet from Skype saying that they have actually created a new Windows version. So if you update your Windows version of Skype, you will get a corrective process.
And we assume that the Mac and Linux versions updates will probably be coming out pretty soon.
The blog post on their site said that they hope to have it out either tomorrow or Saturday. So,
well, we've talked about things breaking. Let's talk about something new that just came out that's all shiny and fixed up.
Well, this might break things depending on how you look at
it. That's true. This is the new version of Yahoo Mail Beta.
Yeah, if you go and log into your Yahoo Mail account, if you are actually using the website for Yahoo Mail, it will ask you if you would like to try their new beta service, which will take you to a new purpler.
Yeah, it's purple and sort of looks disgusting, I guess, but
it's kind of different. I went into my account that I never use hardly ever except for fantasy football in the fall, and went ahead and took on the beta, and it will actually allow you to link your Yahoo account to your Facebook or Twitter account so that you can get wall posts and such in your inbox.
Yeah, I'll have to look and see if it's accessible, if I can even remember my username and password for that.
Yeah. It will actually be a little bit faster, have better spam filters, and it will actually turn pictures and videos into thumbnails or links, depending on your settings.
A new Google thing. Speaking of new Yahoo, we can't talk about one search engine without talking about the other. Google is coming out with Google Wallet and Google Offers, and this is something that they're going to be putting out on Android phones first and available only in certain cities. It is a way to pay for things with your mobile phone.
Yeah, it's going to use the near field communication, or NFC chip, that is actually in some of the Android phones. The Nexus S 3G phone will be the first one to actually have the service. More phones will be coming out this summer or having access to it. They are saying that the phones that do not have the NFC chip will actually be able to use a sticker or barcode to put on their phone so that you can actually use it. This is the technology where you can actually go into a Subway, Toys R Us, Walgreens, Macy's, or one of their other participating people like CVS Pharmacy. And
there's another one, the juice, I don't know, ice cream store or something.
But you can go in, and instead of having to actually do anything to pay, you can just tap your phone.
The screen doesn't even have to be on.
I believe the screen may have to be on. Not exactly sure. It wasn't tremendously clear, but some security concerns were worried that, okay, what if you're just walking around? Can somebody sniff your information, your credit card, and that kind of thing? But apparently when the screen is off, it seems like it would be inaccessible. So this to
sniffers.
Yeah, to sniffers as you walk by counters or kiosks or things like that. The biggest problem that people may worry about is the fact that if they do actually lose their phone, there's their credit card information and everything on the phone. Mm-hmm. So you might all of a sudden have 20 subs ordered and purchased. So not sure exactly how that all is going to work. There are rumors that the next iPhone or the iPhone after the iPhone will actually have the NFC chip.
And as of right now, it's only available on the Nexus S and only available in New York City and San Francisco.
Yes. Home of the San Francisco Treat.
Yes. San Francisco Tree?
Treat.
Oh, Treat. Yes.
You know, Rice-A-Roni.
Rice-A-Roni, yes.
They are also throwing out the Google offers or offers. If you can't understand the southern drawl, like my wife sitting here.
It's sort of like Living Social or Groupon. They'll send you daily emails of special offers.
Yeah, and they will actually sync up with your wallet. So you could be going around and next thing you know, you see a Subway coupon in your inbox and you would actually be able to go to Subway and do your little tap thingy and get your discount on your sub.
Aw.
Ain't that sweet?
That is just adorable.
Now, speaking of coupons, Amazon yesterday made a big step into getting people to adopt the Cloud Drive and Cloud Player for music.
Yeah, the Lady Gaga's new album, they released it on Amazon, and yesterday, it's called Born This Way, by the way, and yesterday it was being offered for a small, paltry price of 99 cents.
And it literally crashed their servers.
Because what you could get with it was free 20 gigs of Amazon cloud storage.
Now, that's with any album that you purchase. So, I mean, you can go and right now buy an $8 or $10 album and get 20 gigs of storage space. And that album that you purchased doesn't count towards that. But Lady Gaga's digital version that comes with a PDF of, I guess, the booklet and all that kind of stuff, you can actually get for 99 cents, which gives you immediate access to your 20 gigs.
For the rest of today and yesterday, anyway. Yesterday, it actually crashed Amazon's servers because so many people were purchasing it.
I mean, I've been hearing a lot of tech people on different podcasts saying, well, 99 cents for 20 gigs? Yeah, I bought it, you know. And then a couple of people were
Does it play? Does it work?
Did you play it? How does the player work? Well, no, but I got my 20 gigs.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something to check out, and we're going to try and check on the accessibility and such with that by using probably the 99 cents Lady Gaga that we probably will
never
purchase.
Play unless somebody wants it for the melting pot.
Why, yes.
So I'll have to make sure it at least plays.
But I don't know. I don't get her.
I don't either.
I think she has a good voice and she can play the piano and that kind of thing, but I don't get the costumes.
The whole costume and sexual dancing crap and on American Idol. And
yeah, if you haven't heard, American Idol's finale was last night and Lady Gaga performed and she did this thing where she was like on the top of a mountain dancing with some guy and then next thing you know, they're like laying on the top of the mountain sort of provocatively moving and such, and then they sort of commit fake suicide at the end by falling off of the mountain.
And I think American Idol has sort of forgotten that a lot of their audience is teenage age.
Yeah, that was what a lot of people were talking about. And then it was so risque that standards and practices on ABC and NBC today would not actually let the people talk about it and show it.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting. But I guess at some point, when she was on American Idol as a mentor, she was wearing high heel shoes that I didn't know this, but they had to blur the heels of them because they were.
Oh, for
penises.
God's sake. For God's sake.
This is what I'm saying.
Criminy.
So why do we get this? But anyway, speaking of American Idol, we will actually say congratulations to Scotty McCreery. Who
lives like 4 miles away from us.
Not even that far, probably. But he is from Garner, North Carolina, which is basically about one block to our south.
Yes. Yay, Scotty.
Yes, and they actually had his celebration party at the RBC Hockey Arena.
Yeah, in Raleigh, and it holds about 30,000 people, and there were like 8,000 people there.
Yeah, when they showed Lauren his competitor's view on television, it was like minuscule.
Well, for heaven's sake, her town was A, small, and B, destroyed by a tornado.
Yeah, I know, and the local news around here seemed to be gloating about the fact that her celebration looked really paltry, but they didn't clue into the fact that her high school was destroyed by the tornadoes recently.
And the town isn't that big either.
Yeah.
I mean, Garner's not that big, but Raleigh's like right on top. We're right on top of it.
Yeah,
so
it's like a suburb.
That makes a difference, you know.
But anyway, now that we have moved into trashy tabloid, gossipy pop culture things, Amazon also has added electronics to their trade-in policy. I didn't even know they had this.
I didn't either until I read this today. So
if you go to amazon.com/trade-in, all one word, TRADEIN, you can get details on their trade-in policy. It's basically working just like Best Buy and other merchants that will actually accept products back, or Gazelle, I guess. You can send in gadgets and get actual credit for it on a gift card from Amazon. You can't actually get cash.
So that might
be something if you're sitting there with an old phone or an MP3 player that you're like, you know, I just bought an iPod and I'm never going to touch this thing again. What can I get?
Does that mean they take our old crappy computer?
I know Gazelle.com will actually take anything and dispose of it.
What's the other thing we've got around here? Your old computer?
That Victor Reader thing?
Not my Victor!
Oh. I can only hope to get rid of that. Then you might actually speak to me sometime other than during this podcast.
Well, yeah, I think you're out of luck there. Speaking of Amazon, moving on from Amazon to iOS.
Yes. iOS devices are actually consuming 80% of video streaming.
God, wow.
As opposed to Android, which only showed up with 20%. Apparently, there is a company out there called FreeWheel, and they surveyed or monitored data streaming usage. Over 10 billion video views proved that iPad, iPod, and iPhones were consuming 80% of video traffic on mobile devices.
Well, so, what's the market share of the phones like, though? Smartphone-wise, what is the...
In the U.S., it's probably 10% that are iPhones, because Android has taken over a lot, and then there's other types.
10%?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it'd be higher than that.
I don't know. Their article said 10%. Basically. Hmm. So I don't know whether that was just the amount that they surveyed or what.
Right.
But Android is kind of taken over from the iPhone as far as market.
Yeah. Well, in other iPhone app news,
a strange company called Distimo and Newzoo, D-I-S-T-I-M-O and N-E-W-Z-O-O, did a survey of 63 million users and found that they downloaded 5 million games per day in the month of March, and that these users were actually downloading games 2.5 times per month. So almost three games per month were being downloaded. So, I mean, that's huge.
Think, how many games, what did I download last month? I think I probably downloaded 3 games in March.
Probably. I mean, I download things a lot. I sort of watch for things and sort of look at prices or hear people talking about things and then download them. And if they're free, then I delete them. Try not to pay for as much as possible. But speaking of that, all of the visually impaired folks out there, there is a new version of Stem Stumper.
Yes. Stem Stumper Lite is free. It is only for visually impaired because it only has sonar mode. And it only has the first 20 gardens. It only has the first 20 puzzles, in other words.
Out of 100.
Not the first 20 gardens, the first 20 levels. Yeah. So 2 gardens and 20 puzzles.
Yeah.
And so you can buy it, Stem Stumper Lite, in the iOS App Store. It does fully integrate with Game Center, just like the normal, the paid version does.
And integrates with VoiceOver as well.
Yes. Unlike the paid version, though, there is no visual mode and, of course, access to a smaller number of puzzles.
Yeah.
But it's very good if you just want to learn how to try the game out and you're a VoiceOver user and you want to get used to it. It's nice to pick that up and try it out before buying the full version.
Yeah, because a lot of people have been curious about it and wondering how is the game and is it worth the, what is it, $1.99, I think it is. I just kind of wonder if by having a light version that's only got the sonar, I kind of wonder if that's maybe going to hurt regular sighted folks.
Well, yeah, I think it probably will.
I mean,
if you were a sighted person.
Well, I mean, I'm a sighted person, but if I was, you know, just somebody off the street saying, hey, Stim Stumper, it's free, people are liking it, let me download it. And then they get the sonar version.
Yeah. It only has sound. What is the deal?
Yeah, so maybe they'll adjust that.
In further accessibility news, a company in conjunction with Princeton University and several other organizations, among them GW Micro, are coming together to tweak some of the features of the Math Player and other software, I guess that is currently used in educational settings to teach math, to make it into something that can be readily interpreted by totally blind people using speech. If you look in, try and read math, you know, like equations with a computer and things, you will see something like lots of parentheses and, you know, fractions can't be interpreted. And things with parentheses aren't interpreted very well, especially if you have your punctuation, you know, set to no punctuation, it won't read them.
Yeah, math, but you would kind of need the punctuation.
Yeah. And so this new venture attempts to make the speaking of equations and things more intuitive so that they're more understandable. And I don't know that much about it because I don't know much about the actual software that it's trying to use to make usable or accessible. But I do know that GW Micro is working with them to help with the hotkey shortcuts. And believe it or not, Abraham Nemeth is still alive and well because he is also working with them to help with the phrasing and interpretation. So, yeah, Abraham Nemeth is still alive. And for those of you who don't know who he is the developer of the Nemeth Braille code, which in the U.S. is what we use for math. Blind people use for math, for Braille.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of Braille, the 21st Braille Congress will be held in Leipzig, Germany in September of this year. It is for 500 people only. I have no idea much about it other than that, and that they are going to, like in past years, get together and debate the challenges ahead for Braille itself as a medium of information. We all know that it's really in jeopardy. And if I could go, I probably would go. But other than that, I'm not sure about it. I will definitely be looking into more of the details and reporting back on it as they become available.
Yes, we don't want to get you on the soapbox about Braille literacy.
I'm keeping myself tamped down here.
Even though on some podcasts we have heard actual people saying that they don't think that there is a decrease.
Okay, don't.
I'm just acknowledging that some people have a opposite viewpoint, and we'll leave it there. Now, what about spinal cords?
Yes, spinal cords. Definitely getting on.
Not spinal tap, but spinal cords.
Spinal cords. Yes, definitely moving along. A device that is helping people cope with pain is also helping one particular person cope with a form of paralysis. These doctors are trying to help this guy who had been hit by a truck and paralyzed 3 years ago from the waist down, help him walk again. And he was doing intensive rehabilitation, you know, for two and 3 hours a day for a couple of years, and it wasn't working. Well, they got the idea to implant a device into his spinal column and bathe it in electricity. I'm not quite sure exactly what they did, but he is now able to walk and move his ankles and toes, and he has regained some of his bowel and sexual functions as well, what happened is it basically stimulated the nerve cells there. And then when he sat forward, his muscle memory kicked in. So the device is not only just stimulating the nerve cells, but it also has some kind of effect on your muscle memory. And if you keep using that and keep in therapy with it, at least it's helping him. So they're not really being, they're being very sort of closed-mouthed about what the device actually is, but they estimate that because of his condition and the way he responded, it may help between 10 and 15% of people who have been paralyzed in accidents and things to regain some of their mobility and function. So I thought that was simply fascinating.
Yeah, keep him away from the Lady Gaga video.
Absolutely. What are these people thinking with his videos? I have to know. I mean, what were you thinking? Yes, what were you thinking indeed? Now, we all know that sometimes, not always, but sometimes, professional athletes, there's a little bit lacking upstairs. Well, this is definitely true in the UK with a particular soccer player who shall remain nameless, who has sued Twitter.
David Beckham.
Oh, was it him?
I don't know.
But I don't either.
You said name, renamed, lame, nameless.
Well, yeah. In the articles I have read, they don't show his, they don't say his name. So he shall remain nameless. A British soccer player. Apparently, there's this thing in Great Britain called a, what was it called? A floating injunction or something. Basically, the way the article described it is, if you have enough money, you can make everyone shut up and bury your problems under a rug. So if you actually have legal actions against you, no one will know your name or anything about it. I have no idea exactly how this works, but apparently he was able to bribe some judges to try and keep his extramarital affair and other such activities under the rug and not report them. And keep all the court proceedings secret and all this kind of thing.
So
well, somehow
Twitter...
it got out on Twitter. I don't know if his name has actually gotten out on Twitter, but a lot of people are on Twitter claiming to know his name and all about the particular situation. So not only have details about, you know, what his possible name is are out there, but also details about the particular situation that he's trying to have hushed up are out there on Twitter. So he's trying to sue Twitter.
Okay, this wackadoodle has to be older than Pele, seeing as how he has no grasp of social media and the fact that if it's out there, it's out there. Nothing you can do about it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly how old he is. I don't know. It's really weird. It's not like Twitter did anything. It just sits there and pushes things out. So, yeah. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, I don't get that. That sounds like an antiquated law that basically just needs to be scrapped because can't apply anymore.
No, I mean, it really can't. And it really, it's a law. So it essentially makes bribing legal if you have enough money. And, you know, here in the U.S., stuff like that happens all the time. It's just not legal. So I guess that's the difference.
Interesting.
So... yeah.
Makes no sense.
No, really doesn't.
I don't think he has a case.
Well, I don't think so either, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. How can he even sue Twitter in Great Britain anyway? The law only applies there. It's not like it's an international law.
Or maybe they have a server farm or something over there. I don't know.
I don't know, because isn't it a U.S. corporation?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I don't know.
We'll leave that there.
It's kind of...
and basically say that this disastrous... chaos that you have been listening to is Tech Access Weekly episode
95. And if you have a thesaurus to help us come up with new words, please let us know.
Yes, chaos is getting a little bit overused, and so is disaster. So, you know, tweet us some new words or any other ideas and commentary you have for episodes and tips.
Yes, and you can check out the stories we considered for this episode on delicious.com/techaccess/95.
And if you want to check out the Melting Pot on Mushroom FM, you can do so from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Sundays.
Whoa, she remembered it. She remembered it for a change.
Of course I'm going to remember it. It's me. It's about me we're talking about.
I know, but last week you said you never do remember to say that, and I'm usually the one that always has to say it.
Well, yeah, that's true. Sometimes I don't remember.
Yeah, see, that's true. Mm-hmm. She just admitted it.
I don't know what kind of a theme I'll have this time, but be sure to come by and check it out. And at some point, we will update our archive.
We'll have to play Scotty music all night.
Scotty music and maybe Lady Gaga if I end up downloading it just to get my 20 gigs of... Space on the cloud drive, or whatever they call it now.
Yes, because she was born that way.
Yes.
This way.
Born this way.
That way. Yeah.
This way.
Okay, this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you hear this before midnight on the 26th, you can download it for 99 cents. Otherwise, it'll probably be about $10.
Between 11 to 15, it is on iTunes at this point. Yeah.
But you can always buy a $5 album or $3.99 album or something that they run on special, you know,
true,
to get it for that.
True. You don't have to always buy the Lady Gaga. You can buy something else.
You could actually buy something you might listen to.
Because, we'll clarify once more, any album you buy, you get the 20 gigs.
Yes.
So.
Not a single.
No.
You can't buy a single and get it. But if you buy the entire album, you can actually get it. And it will ask you if you want to save it to your cloud drive, which is highly recommended.
Yeah.
Now that we have rambled on and made this podcast
even longer
and fit right into the typical length that you all anticipate with great glee
and joy,
not
every
to mention
week.
That we're going to watch Glee, because I don't really get the musical thing. But anyway, we digress yet again.
We will simply say
bye-bye.
Bye. To contact the team for Tech Access Weekly, send an email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. You may follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/TA_weekly. You may comment on our voice line at 260-2-ASK-TAW, 260-227-5829. To find a list of the stories covered in each episode, please visit delicious.com/techaccess. Feel free to visit our website at techaccessweekly.com.